Hi there. Welcome back to Adventures of the Airstream Oracle. Today I want to talk about trusting the universe and opening up to receiving and the importance of setting your intentions and just really focusing on what you want instead of what you don't want. And I had a really clear lesson in that in the last month or so. I've been backsliding and really focused on, you know, lack and scarcity again, and, you know, my financial mess, and, you know, having to leave and move out of my RV park possibly, and just, you know, a lot of fear creeping back up. I caught myself doing that. I caught myself getting really, really heavy. I got really isolated again. Some really ancient trauma responses came up in me. I've been, like I said, you know, been really depressed since Dylan's been gone. I've been struggling. And what I haven't been doing is reaching out. I haven't been letting anybody know that that's what was going on with me. And I have been shutting down. So this was really interesting. Yesterday, I have a long-standing, really sweet coaching client that I just adore. Her name is Carrie, and I had my session with her, and it was a great session, and we were, you know, almost done towards the end of it, and I don't know, she asked me something, and I got a little choked up, and I started to cry on my coaching call with her. And she is such a doll. She just got very still and very peaceful and very present with me. And she said, "It's your turn. Go ahead. You know, share." And I thought, no, this is your time. I'm not supposed to do that. But she was so loving. She sat there for me and let me unburden what was happening with me and let me just process some stuff and let it out. It was maybe, you know, 10 or 15 minutes at the very tail end of her session, and we went over and, you know, went back, and so she got all of her time. But it was such a beautiful thing that she did for me, and it shifted a lot of heaviness out of me. It woke me up. It let me realize where I was kind of sitting in victimhood around a lot of stuff. It showed me how shut down and isolated I had let myself get, you know, the knee-jerk ancient reaction. And so after we wrapped up, I had a really good long cry, because it was really deep and a really heavy kind of cracking open around some fears. And so I just had to cry and process it and let it out. And then I made myself a promise, like the rest of the day, I ate really healthy stuff. I drank a bunch of my green juice. I blew up my little inflatable bathtub that I have to use in the Airstream. And y'all, I gotta tell you, I should film this sometime. That inflatable bathtub takes up the entire kitchen galley hallway area of the camper. I mean, it just takes up the whole thing. And I have to open up the shower door. I have to turn on the hot water on high in the shower, pull that nozzle over to fill up this inflatable tub. And I have to, you know, I can barely edge my way around it to do stuff. And it takes it, you know, forever to fill up. And I don't fill it up. I mean, I fill like a third of it. But about a third of it is plenty, you know, to sit in. And it's such a short tub. It's an Asian tub. It came from China, and it's for Asian people. So they're, you know, they're short like I am typically. And, you know, I can sit in this thing with my head against a little backrest. It's really comfortable, but I am 5'2" with a 28-inch inseam, and I'm stretched out in the thing sitting up, and if anybody was any taller, they couldn't do it. But it takes up the whole inside of the dumb Airstream. It's like this big oblong inner tube, three-layered inner tube. But it was really comfortable. And so I lit a candle. I had Epsom salts. I had my essential oils in there. I didn't have a glass of wine, because I'm trying to cut back on that and do some liver detox and and just really kind of clean up my body, mind, and spirit and energy. You know, take it to another level. But I did some really deep self-care. I made sure to really hydrate. I got a nap in yesterday. I did my bath last night. I slept really well for the first time in a long time because I had processed that energy. I had sweated out, you know, a lot of the energetic toxins. I had cried out a lot of the energy. And the other thing that I did yesterday is just made a decision to trust that the universe has my back. Trust that I need to take one or two steps in a new direction to do something different so that the universe can just rush in and support me. Because I had stalled out. I really wasn't pushing forward with, you know, building new coaching clients. My brain has just been really cluttered, and I've been so depressed and so heavy feeling that I couldn't focus. I couldn't get myself, you know, situated. I'm doing great work when I'm working with my clients, but I just wasn't able to focus on bringing in anybody new, and I wasn't sure I should because I wanted to make sure I had the bandwidth and the energy for the ones I do have. So I did decide, I was like, okay, I'm missing Dylan so much that I enjoyed pet sitting last weekend. It went really well. What if I just set up a Rover pet sitting profile? So I spent a couple of hours yesterday loading the Rover app, writing up my profile. I underpriced myself like I do with everything. I've underpriced myself, you know, with most of my clients. That's all I hear in my classes is, stop doing that. That's part of the problem. But, you know, I wanna help people. I wanna reach people, and I still have scarcity mindset issues. So anyway, but I went back and tweaked several times and kind of really upped my overnight prices and stuff for pet sitting. And I just launched it. I launched it, you know, last night. They approved me, I think, by noon or so today. And by 1:30, this is how quickly the universe rushes in to support you when you take one step in the right direction or in any direction. I mean, just actively practice self-care, actionable steps towards self-care. By 1:30, I have a message from a woman who needs a pet sitter this weekend. She's got her first dog, and he's not even a year old. He's a Aussie doodle, so cute. And she has to go away for 3 nights, and he's got a respiratory infection. And so I had posted, you know, how good I am with hospice and special needs dogs and medical dogs, and, you know, that I'm good in a crisis, and then, you know, I've got 45 years experience because I've been dealing with animals since I was 10. I've been the primary caretaker of all the animals in my family. That's just what I've always been. So I really posted on there and didn't brag on myself, but I really celebrated my skills, which I'm not very good at doing, but I did it. And I priced myself kind of high, and I put a holiday markup on it, and she wanted 3 days. And so I went to meet her, and immediately she said, you're great, we're going to do this. And then she, after she walked me through everything, she said, oh, and by the way, I've got 7 more nights I need you in July. So I woke up, you know, yesterday in a full-blown panic about how how desperate my bank account was. And by 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock this evening is when I did my meet and greet, went over there by 5 o'clock this evening, I've, you know, got a guarantee of $800 extra that I'm going to make this month that I desperately need. So, and that's just the first person that reached out to me for pet sitting. So I took an actionable self-care step in the right direction. I followed that up with a bunch of other self-care yesterday. I unburdened. I connected with someone who was really safe and special and loving to me. And I released a lot. I released a lot of the heaviness and the burden of that heavy energy. And I let it process in a bunch of different ways. And I feel completely different today. I feel so much more like me, like I am supposed to, which, you know, that's the problem. Look at that mindset. You're supposed to feel a certain way. Well, you feel like you feel. But I took some actionable steps so that I can, you know, move into a different place of empowerment. And the second I did, the universe comes rushing in to help me. And even this week, like, this was interesting too. My neighbor next to me had to move suddenly, and she's out of the country, but some crazy drama happened in this RV park, and she just decided she didn't want to mess with it. And I don't blame her. So she decided to leave suddenly, and she needed help. She messaged me at like 5:30, 6 o'clock the other night in the middle of a downpour of rain and said, they're going to come move my camper in the morning, and my boyfriend doesn't know anything about campers. Is there any way that you could go unhook and put everything away? So, I mean, I don't remember if I told you this last episode. But anyway, I did. I went over. I didn't know a lot about her camper, but I, you know, cleaned off her roof. I put her slides in. She had two big slides. I had to get all of her stabilizers up. I had to unplug all her electric and her water, shut everything down, shut down her gas tanks, shut down her battery. There's a battery disconnect switch. Kind of put away things inside that would travel and not get broken, you know, batten down all her hatches and get it ready for the people to come the next morning, and then meet them the next morning and help them hook up and tow it away for her. And it was so sweet. I said yes to her immediately, just, you know, just to be helpful. But again, because I said yes to something, back to my episode way back when about saying yes and to the universe, I'm gonna go listen to that one again myself, one of my early episodes. I said yes, and how could I help you, to her? And so I just jumped in to do it. And then I came back, you know, I was soaking wet, covered in bug spray, stinky, soaking wet, but, you know, glad to have helped somebody out that needed me, because she's a good person and she deserved it, and she's out of the country and needed a hand. I do it, and she messages me how grateful she is, and then she says, I'm gonna send you money for doing it. Well, I didn't ask for that, and I stopped for a second and I almost said no, and then I caught myself and said, you know what? Let her. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. She said, you know, that I had saved her $1,500 rent for the next month. So she said, send me your Venmo, and out of the blue, she just sent me $200. So right there, that's $1,000 extra for the month that I desperately needed, that I didn't expect, that just came instantly from saying yes and to something, you know, something helpful for somebody. And it fills a need. Like, I need to be helpful. I need to be doing something for people. So it's just interesting how quickly the universe comes and says, okie doke, you're on the right track. Here we go. I'm going to reward you for it. And I let it happen. I didn't push it away. I opened up my hands and let it come to me. And so that's what I'm going to just try to keep working on and keep reminding myself. You know, it's not lost on me that that's a huge part of what I coach my clients on, but I forget to do for myself. So notice that for yourself if you can. Like, the intuitive hits that you get and the things that you share, you know, as advice or help for your people, how much of that is for you also? How much of the wisdom that comes to and through you for others is for you too? It's always that way for me. It just, sometimes it takes me a while to get it. Apparently I'm kind of thick-headed. I know I've said this before on here, but the universe comes knocking, and a lot of times, you know, I don't hear the whisper. I have to wait for the scream from the universe, but eventually I do hear it. But anyway, this is just another day of gratitude for saying yes. And listen to this. This is so funny. The synchronicities of this woman that I'm going to be pet sitting for is hilarious to me. I mean, it couldn't be any more perfect, because my F-250 is still in the shop. There's, like, of course, this week, part of why the wheels came off for me emotionally is I've got like $3,800 worth of work that I need to do on my truck, and I can't afford it. I just flat can't afford it right now. So they ran the diagnostic, and I'm having to piece it together and see what I can have them fix. And of course, my extended warranty doesn't cover it, because, you know, they're not good for much. But so my truck's in the shop, and this woman says, come over for a meet and greet with the dog. So I have to Uber to where she is. Well, the universe is so awesome. She's a mile from me in downtown Austin. Super close. So very cheap Uber. I get there. I walk in. Like I said, it's an Aussie doodle. I want a doodle of some kind. I love the little fluffy multicolored ones. I think Bernese Mountain Dog doodles are the cutest damn things in the world. And, English Sheepdog doodles, Sheepadoodles. Well, this little thing is like, he's brown and gray and merle colored Australian Shepherd doodle. And he's precious and he's fluffy and he's not quite a year old. And bless his heart, he's got a little upper respiratory infection, and it's her first dog. So she's so cute and worried about him. And you know, I know how to take care of sick critters. That's one of my superpowers. And I even told her, I said, you know, I do some animal communication sometimes, and I can definitely read into him energetically, and I'll know, you know, if he starts backsliding. I'll know, and I'll let you know. And she loved it. Like, I didn't even hesitate. I didn't even blink. I just told her. I'm like, yep, I chat with animals, so it's good. So I may even put that in my Rover profile to see if that brings more people. But it's perfect because she's a mile from me. I was able to Uber over. It's one of my dream dogs. And of course, I've been missing my house lately. A whole lot. It's been really hard. And so she's got a perfect little tiny contemporary apartment. It's a lot bigger than my Airstream, but it's really contemporary. Lots of windows, very clean and modern inside, all the things that I just adore. And she's, you know, super tidy, and everything's just really pretty but comfortable too. And she's very generous. She's like, make yourself at home, eat whatever's in the fridge, come over and do laundry if you want to while you're here, or just make yourself at home. And it felt like home. So, I mean, look at all those gifts rolled into one little job. But because I took that one step forward yesterday to not sit in victimhood, to trust the nudge from the universe that, you know, these little breadcrumbs were being dropped, that, okay, don't get another dog of your own yet, like, but you need to be around animals. You need that connection. You need to be around people. You need to work. You need to be needed. You need to be doing something, but you also need to keep your days free to work with your coaching clients, your intuitive clients, to build your business, to, you know, focus on your classes, your intuitive classes, and keep building that dream too. And so this is the perfect way to do both. So I'm excited. I'm grateful. I'm so happy and appreciative that this is such a loving and benevolent universe that we're in. And it's only when we let ourselves get so dark and so heavy and so stuck in our stories and our, you know, our old traumas and our old patterns of reading and understanding things, when we fall back into that pit, we get in trouble. But man, the second we take a deep breath and remember that there's wind at our back and it's the universe just propelling us forward, you know, and just providing this beautiful safety net for us. If we'll just take the leap, there's the safety net. So I was just really frustrated that I had forgotten all that, and I went dark for a little bit, but I'm feeling just literally a ton better today. I'm tired. It's funny. I'm really tired from all the profound stuff that's happened in the last 24 hours. It's been a big shift, but it's a good tired. So I'm gonna go pack up all my stuff and get my supplements together, and you know, and this is, I don't know when I'll get the truck back. Of course, just like service advisors do, she won't return my call to let me know what's up. But I've got a sweet girlfriend that's gonna run me back and forth tomorrow. Oh, and the woman that I'm going to be pet sitting for, this is the other thing. Of course, she worked in the film business forever. She worked out in LA, and you know, she understands the same business that I was in forever. And so we have a lot in common, and she just moved here, and she, you know, she's been looking for friends, but we were fast friends so quickly. She said, I'll leave you the keys to my car too. If anything comes up with the dog, or you need to run some errands, or there's an emergency, you're welcome to use my car while yours is in the shop. So look at all those needs that just got met just because I said yes. I quit saying no, 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 it shouldn't be this way, oh my God, which is, you know, the hole I fell back into. And I said yes, and what do I do? And I took the step forward, and look what all rushed in. Look at all the different needs spiritually, emotionally, physically, financially, that got met by taking that one step. So, excuse me. So think about what your one step might be to take you, you know, to the next level. What are you avoiding? What are you needing? What brings you joy? That's something we did in one of my classes today, is made a list of things that we're passionate about and that are really joyful to us, but that we're not incorporating into our lives. Make a list of that and figure out a way to say yes and to one or two of those things on your list. I know on top of my list today was animals. And so it was so funny that that class was, you know, at noon. I really want to be around animals. And by 1:30, this woman had reached out to me. And I get to be around one of the sweetest dream dogs, you know, that I've always wanted. So I think things are starting to manifest pretty quickly. So let's double down, y'all. And let's remember to focus on what we do want. Say yes to stuff. Try to move towards the good things. And stop pushing back against what we don't want. Because we're just going to get more and more of what we don't want if we resist. So, anyway, that's my story for today. Listen to your whispers, especially the whispers of joy. Let's make a pact together. Let's make a pinky promise to really be intentional with our joy and go do some fun things. So, I love you guys. Happy 4th of July weekend. This is the poor doggy. I think it's his first 4th of July, so I'm pretty glad to be there with him too, because it's pretty loud at the park, not far from where their apartment is, so I'm hoping that he doesn't get spooked by the fireworks. But that's why it's good to be an animal whisperer. I'm going to chat with him pretty well before it all starts and play music really loud in the house and keep it high vibe over there so that he does not have a bad first 4th of July. But you guys take care. I'll talk to you next time. If you'd like to get in touch with me, there's a couple of ways to do that. You can find me on Instagram at @airstream_oracle, or you can email me at hello@shannonpinkston.com. I do one-on-one intuitive energy work, which basically means I will read into you energetically and intuitively, and I can really quickly find what has shut you down, the places where you're stuck, any place that you're in overwhelm, or connect the dots for you on a whole lot of things that bring you joy that you might have forgotten, that can lead you to your greater purpose and what really lights you up in the world. I'm able to do that really quickly for my clients. And I also provide like sacred energy wellness support and tips, and use my medical intuition to help, you know, figure out some of the places of dis-ease and contraction in your body. A lot of my clients have called me the joy whisperer, because they come into my sessions shut down and closed down and kind of contracted, and they end up leaving open and bright and sparkly and with a clearer, you know, path to their purpose and what makes their soul sing. So if any of that resonates with you, reach out. You can also find me on Facebook if you'd like to be part of my Facebook group. It's Dragonfly Energy Wellness and Empath Support. You can search for it, and we play intuitive games in there. We do a lot of energy support, and, you know, I come on and read oracle cards for my group, and just do whatever I can to connect us, you know, in deep conversations and things that matter. So if that resonates with you at all, any of the above, reach out. I'd love to hear from you. And as always, thank you so much for listening.